Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management podcast. You are listening to Volume 9, Special Issue, Eco-Friendly Sustainable Management, 2023. Article Number 1. Environmental Microbial Communications in Gram-Positive and Gram-Negative Bacteria, Author P. Srikanth Affiliation, Amity Institute of Horticulture Studies and Research, Amity University, Uttar Pradesh, India, Author D. Shivakumar Affiliation, Department of Agricultural Engineering, Kalasalingam Academy of Research and Education, Krishankoil, Srivillipathur, Tamil Nadu, India, Author J. Nori Affiliation, Department of Environmental Health Engineering, Tehran University of Medical Sciences, Tehran, Iran. Corresponding Author D. Shivakumar. Abstract: Microorganisms are present in nature and shape an enormous a half of our micro and macro environment. Quorum sensing is the process of intercellular conversation that enables microbes to perceive their surroundings and change their behavior, allowing them to remain like cellular organisms. Both gram-positive and gram-negative microorganisms use quorum sensing framework for communicating with every other, though there may be distinct quorum sensing pathways available in gram-positive and gram-negative microorganisms. The scope of quorum sensing extends to internation communication, mediate through numerous newly diagnosed extracell signal molecules known as autoinducers. The concentration of these signaling substances rises above a critical level when the population density does, causing particular gene expression patterns in the microorganisms. This may result in coordinated behaviors, including the development of biofilms, the generation of virulence factors, or other group activities. Without the ability to detect and react to the presence of their neighbors, microbial communities would not be able to adjust to changing environmental conditions or carry out collective actions that are essential for survival. Among those autoinducers, five major principal signal molecules are perturbed outside the classical quorum sensing system. The larger part of quorum sensing recognizing inhibitor takes bacterial quorum sensing share identifying as the even-handed and simply blocks the larger part recognizing plan of pathogenic organisms, which can demolish the pathogenicity of microorganisms without applying explicit squeezing factor, and doesn't execute the regular organisms or then again intrude with their standard physiological activities. To talk with each other, bacteria mix, release, and total minimal diffusible signal molecules, known as pheromones or autoinducers of pheromone, recognizing, depends upon its edge center specific receptors found on the surface of the bacterial cell are required for the identification of pheromones or autoinducers. The proteins that can bind to diffusible signaling molecules often make up these receptors. These receptors bind to signaling molecules when their concentration rises over a predetermined threshold, setting off a signaling cascade that causes the bacteria to respond in concert. The prevailing article will speak about checking out basic variations between numerous quorum sensing systems in gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria, and it is important to understand the communications of microorganisms in nature better. QS sensing will help as a regular language for signal communication of various microorganisms, yet the path where all proteins get the signals and turn on downstream sign transduction has changed phenomenally. Keywords: communications, gram-negative, gram-positive microorganisms, quorum sensing, QS, pathways. You can read full article at gjesm.net.